want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of the show. It is March. It is it's March 8th. It's actually the birthday of one of my close friends who passed away when I was younger. And it's weird, you know? Things like that, like they just stick in your head forever. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I've talked a lot about that on here. I know I've posted about it on Facebook or whatever. One of the best friends I ever had died 20 years ago this year. And I always think about kind of coming up with him and all the goals that we had. And the first thing I ever did that I would consider kind of mainstream writing, I had written for a newsletter. It was my first paid writing gig ever back in 2003. And I had to go and I had to call a wrestling manager by the name of Jim Cornette and Ian Rotten and kind of get an idea of a story that I was doing. I had to buy a microphone to get these quotes, and he came with me to buy that microphone. So I think about him on his birthday and on the anniversary of when he passed away, and I'm sitting here now in front of a microphone thinking about him. So, yeah, I don't know. Didn't want to not acknowledge it. So happy birthday. Happy birthday to Chris. Okay. All right. Whew, that took us in a direction I wasn't expecting. Either way, guys, welcome back to the show here. We'll go from somber, and let's turn it up a little bit. Welcome back to the show. We have a lot going on this week. I did two new blogs this week, Monday and Wednesday. I do them every week, Monday and Wednesday, talking about my son. And it's been a good week, dude. And it's been, I don't know, I'm in a good mood. And one of the reasons why I'm in such a good mood is that whenever you guys hear me do these podcasts, my kids are back. You know, you guys know Reunion Wednesday. If you follow me on social media, hi, James Gutman, Facebook, Instagram. I always post in my story when they come back to me. My kids come back. I have joint custody down the middle. So when Lucas comes back, it's easier to talk about him, to write about him, just because he's there. He's with me. You know, and the same thing with my daughter, too. Like, all the things about her. There used to be a time where, you know, I would text with her as I kind of knew what was going on in her life when she wasn't here. And with him, I didn't know. And I would say to her, I don't know what happens with Lucas when he's not here, only you. Now I don't know what happens with either one of them when they're not here. It's like I get like a few lines here and there. But by the time she comes back, I get a whole rundown. Everything's back to normal. So it's been really cool. And he's been in a great mood. So I've been happy. But what ends up happening is on Monday and Wednesday, a lot of those posts are based on stuff that I observed the week before, things that I remember, with the exception sometimes of Monday, because I will often write the blogs the day before. So sometimes it'll be a Sunday and I'll have my little guy there and I'll be writing about him. But for the most part, yeah, these podcasts are when my kids are back. And it's a totally different mood, totally different thing. And Lucas has been in such a great mood, just happy and giggly and smiley. And I like when he's like that. Cut his hair, you know, on Wednesday. So that was pretty cool as well. So here's two things I talked about this week. Two things to remember, two things that I deal with. First one was actually called Beyond Screens, My Nonverbal Son's Depth with Gesture-Based Communication. Okay. A lot of words. What does that mean? It basically means that, you know, we use hand signals. We use motions to kind of tell each other what we want in absence of words. You have to figure, if you knew somebody didn't have verbal language, how do you communicate with them? And there's so many different ways that I communicate with my son. There's his device, which is so important. Everything that, you know, he wants or could want is right there. It's right there on his device. So he can just press it and whatever. But there are other ways to do it. There's, I don't know, the visceral reaction of seeing someone's face. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can make a face at Lucas, and surprisingly, not in every single case, but in a lot of cases, he can figure out where I'm coming from just based on my expression, which I know, you know, when someone has autism, people don't think about that. I don't know if it's because he's nonverbal or because, you know, he's learned different ways to do it. It's pretty cool. Like, I could look at him from across like a room and kind of like make a face at him, and he'll know if I'm happy, if I'm sad, if I want him to do something, if I'm making fun of something. He gets that. And that's cool. I remember there was one time I did it. I was leaning down to get something and he was standing there. And when I looked up, he was like looking me in the face and I looked at him and I kind of made a face like, huh? And he looked at me and he went like that. And we just shared this moment. He was little. It must have been like 4 or 5 years old. So since then, we're able to do that. But the biggest one of them all is gestures. It's motions. It's hand motions. And it is not sign language. I repeat, it is not sign language. And that is so important. And I want you, if you have a child like mine, if you have a child who is nonverbal, maybe younger than Lucas, and you're trying to figure out ways to communicate, know that we don't use sign language. That was my biggest concern because everybody said, teach him sign language. He learns this and he learns that. So I started looking into sign language. And it is very thorough. But it is also very exact, you know, one finger up, two fingers down, bring this here. But he doesn't do any of that. He could put his hands up and different things like that. But when it comes to like fingers and manipulating things like that, he does struggle with that. And even to this day, we have no, 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 which is one of my favorite ones with him. We do hello. We do a wave. His waves are great. I like the waves. We do, eat. He touches his mouth. Give me more. He punches his little fist together. But some of them have multiple meanings, like touching his mouth is, you know, food. It means give me a kiss, you know, things like that. He'll do that. Sometimes I don't even know why he's, I'm like, I don't know why you're doing it. He does more sometimes interchangeable with other things and you can't give into that. I have to tell him, like, I don't know what that is. That's more. We got to do something else. But no is the big one that I taught him. My son has issues. I've been talking to school about this too. He doesn't necessarily nod or shake his head. I don't know why. I don't know if it's he doesn't like it. It's an issue with his neck, whatever it is. He doesn't do it. So I knew early on I had to teach him something with his hands to signify no. So if he does something bad, I go, hey, no, 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 no. And it's exactly what you would think it is. It's a one finger up, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. That's what it is. But since my little guy doesn't really put one finger up, two fingers up, he does like a pinch. Like he's holding a little cup of tea, you know? A little like, like when you used to look at your friend and go, hey, look at this, snap. And like they look and it's like the circle game and you punch him in the arm. That's what he does. He does that. And then he goes back and forth, back and forth. It's so dainty. It's kind of cute. And it doesn't go anywhere. It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be up and be down. So what'll happen is I'll be talking to him and I'll say something. And his whole life, I've just been talking to this kid. So sometimes I talk to him without expecting a response, without even expecting him to understand what I'm saying. I'm just talking. Tell him about my day. I'm like, bro, I'm so tired. Don't get old, Lucas. One day you're going to get old and you're going to be like, oh, well, why doesn't this guy drive correctly? Da, da, da. And just blah, 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 blah. And there was one day where I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. So we'll go to bed, man. Are you tired? We'll figure out. Maybe I think you're tired. We'll see if you're tired. And as I'm talking, I notice that he's got his hand down by his like waist and he's just doing no, 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 back and forth. And I was like, okay, you're not tired? Okay, don't worry. You don't have to go to sleep. And I was kind of blown away by it because it teaches you receptive language for him. It shows me if he's able to understand certain words. Because usually before this, tired was always like, are you tired? You sleepy? And we're doing like pantomime, like Hulk Hogan. Like, no. He knows tired. He understands tired. And now I know that he understands it by him being able to do that. But I do reiterate that it's not sign language because I thought to myself, and I read things, you know, make sure you teach them things that everybody can do. And, you know, don't... You know, make sure it's like real sign language because obviously that's going to be helpful. If somebody can speak sign language and my son can speak sign language, they both can speak to each other, that's great. But if he can't do that or he's going to struggle to do that and I want to get him to communicate like soon, now, and then build on that, just do what you can. Do whatever you can for your kids. That's the important thing. That's the takeaway that I want from this podcast. In many ways that I want from the blog, you know, we talk about autism appreciation. We talk about all the positives that come with autism. But if you're someone who already has a kid who is nonverbal or does have autism, the takeaway that I want you to take is that A, it gets better, you know, even when it doesn't. And that was what I wrote about on Wednesday, the idea that a lot of the fears that I had when he was a baby of what he was going to not do came true. There are things that my son doesn't do. And I accept it and I admit it and I come to grips with it. It is what it is. But it doesn't necessarily define who this kid is. And when he's a baby and I'm thinking of all these things that he won't do one day, all I'm thinking about are the won'ts and the can'ts that are coming up. But now that we're here and there are won'ts and there are can'ts in his life, there are things he can do. And there's things about his personality that I never thought about because the focus was solely on what he wouldn't do, what he couldn't do. No one ever talked about what he might be able to do, what he probably could do. And now I know what those things are because I'm here with him in this moment, living this moment and realizing that even when things don't turn out fine, if you have love and care and devotion and you're willing to see the best parts of another person, everything turns out fine. We're fine. We're great. And it's shocking sometimes to me to think about. So different than what I envisioned. And I want anybody who's listening to this, dealing with that, to know this. The unknown is always so scary because who knows what it looks like? You don't know. You just put together a scenario. And when every single expert is telling you something negative, your scenario looks negative. Your scenario is dire. Mine was. But here we are. And we're great. So yeah, that's the story that I want to share with everybody. That's what I want to get out there. That's autism appreciation. That's what we do in our family. That's how we, you know, get along, all those things. And I've done that. And it's one of the other topics real quick I want to touch on that people have to remember. I did that by accepting what his, honestly, limitations were, especially when he was young, how different his learning curve was going to have to be and the avenues in which we were going to have to go down in order to get him communication. I had to accept that. Not put my foot down, not insist that he does something different. He'll learn. No. What's wrong with you? It's not how you do it. And if I had done that, I don't know where he'd be right now. So I'm really happy and I'm really proud of him. And I'm just so glad he's back. I'm so glad the kids are back. And I'm so glad I get to tell you guys all about it. It's been a good week. So thank you. That does it for me. I will be back next Friday with a brand new edition of this podcast. Like, subscribe. I forgot to do that. Whatever. Who cares? Okay. You know where it is. Find all my podcasts, like it, love you, thank you, and then go to the highblogondad.com. Follow the blog twice a week. Tons of great content on the way. Until next time, James Gutman, be well. Bye, bud. I'm Dad.